This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. KER Politics got a really, really great show this week. I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back or whatever. I have to pat all of my publicists on the back because we have some great guests who I think are bringing a lot of common sense to the political scene right now. Going to wrap up the show with Rabbi Jeffrey Katz. We're going to open the show with a gentleman by the name of Patrick Anandal. Patrick is an English gentleman who has a blog called Stupid Party. I'm very interested in hearing about the blog, and I'm very interested in what his philosophy is about the, and I will use the term, strict BS that's going on in the United States right now. We don't need the division that we have. We need America to become a better country. People have to listen to what other people are saying. If they think it's wrong, don't simply call names. Give constructive criticism, as you folks on our blog do constantly. Patrick, exactly where are you coming from in terms of the political issues that we're dealing with in our country right now that are really, I would have to say, more emotional than anything else? You're on, sir.
Yes, well, obviously, I've written 3 books and have a blog because I feel like, you know, the dialogue and the political situation has got to a critical point. We're in a sort of political crisis. And within that context, it's not all bad, and I talk about good news. And the other thing is, like, there's 80% of Americans actually agree on a lot of stuff. We think we're polarized for 50-50, and that's because the way we label each other and all the rest, we label each other as conservatives or liberals and whatever. But 80% of Americans actually agree on simple solutions to restore the veracity of American democracy. And also, you'd ask me specifically about this new Green Deal, which is something I'm just getting at grips with myself. And I look through it, and right now, as I said, it's one of the – there's not much that can be said against it. I mean, notwithstanding the comments about trade unions, which I did not want to get into. But if you actually read it bullet point by bullet point, it sort of makes a lot of sense to a lot of people. And I did read some of the, especially on some of the energy conservation issues, like 64% of Republicans would agree with some of these statements here. And so it's a long time since a political party, either party, has come up with substance or potential substance with an agenda that Americans can potentially one day get their heads around and support. So I guess that's where I'm coming from right now, today, with the current issues.
Let me ask you this, Patrick. Number one, let's talk about the past administrations. And, you know, you talk about lack of substance, et cetera. I have a very good friend who's a member of the Naval War College. He's also an attorney. He's a doctor. And he feels that our recent presidents really were truly lacking substance. And he was talking about Trump. He was talking about Obama. He was talking about, of course, Bush. And he was talking about, of course, Bill Clinton. What are your comments on our last few presidents in terms of lacking substance?
Well, I said that Obama, his initial campaign, lacked substance, but it was something that the Americans seem to like. They wanted simple solutions without really having to think it through. But in Obama's case, you know, he was confronted with the Great Recession, mm-hmm. and he had to rise to the occasion, and he did rise to the occasion. He forced down basic Keynesian orthodox economics, re-stimulated the economy at a time when deflation was a problem, and he basically did a lot to resolve the country's needs at that time and set the country up for its present nonstop economic growth. But, you know, so his electioneering didn't have much substance, and that, you haven't had much substance for a long time for American politicians because you know, they want to be loved by their audience, and the easiest way to say that is to come up with bland stock comments like God bless America, and you're all wonderful, we're wonderful, everything's great, and you can't cause anybody offense, and you have to sound hopeful, and you have to be born in a little town and raising yourself up by your bootstraps, and that seems to make everybody happy. But, you know, the solutions to Americans' economic problems are always really very simple, and not very many people talk about them.
Okay, and those solutions, simplistically speaking, perhaps, I don't mean that you're simplistic. I mean the simple solutions are what, Patrick?
Well, I think the fundamental problem with America right now, economically, for instance, is income discrepancy trends. The trends have been quite obvious for the last 30 or 40 years, and the consequences of those trends being maintained are very obvious. If you have more and more economic power in the hands of fewer and fewer people, you're going to have a weaker and weaker democracy, and you're going to have more and more instability and people feeling miserable. So any tax strategy, I don't promote any tax strategy per se, but any tax strategy that any politician or party comes up with must do something to address income discrepancy trends. The other thing I think is, I think trickle-down economics is something of a hoax, and I argue that trickle-up is more stimulative to the economy than trickle-down.
You know, that's an interesting point. As a bit of an economist, I would have to say that I'm not really sure that trickle-down economics really does work. You know, I think one can build a case, but I don't think...
It works to a point. You know, if you cut taxes, obviously it stimulates the economy to some degree, but you create other problems. You increase the debt, and therefore you have to cut services and all the rest. So we're at that point right now. You know, the debt's just reached $22 trillion, which suddenly Republicans don't care about and Trump voters don't care about, which is what they've always cared about until 2 years ago. And at some point, when economic growth falls below 3.5%, 3%, then you'll have to have cuts in services, and obviously the less well-off will suffer as a consequence.
I think a lot of people, unfortunately, I would have to say that I think we have a lot of idealists in the United States and right now, and unfortunately, I simply can't agree with a lot of the idealists simply because economically a lot of their plans are not going to work, and I'll give you an example. We're down, unfortunately, to about 2 minutes here, but I think from an economic standpoint, we've got a $21 trillion deficit right now, and if the Green Deal, the way it was originally described, becomes reality, the deficit will be over $60 trillion. Patrick, we have a minute and a half left, and then we have to take a commercial break. Do you agree with me or disagree with me?
Not really, because I think the costs of not having a new Green Deal, the costs of having an oil-based economy, have cost the country trillions of dollars, have created unnecessary wars, created pollution and ill health. So obviously, if people paid the consequences of their economic activity, if people paid the consequences of driving, of wasting energy, and you invested that income into clean energy, obviously, I think that the economy would be a lot healthier, and we could have been spending a lot more money on education and healthcare.
Well, I think that's
so. I think everything. I think the basis of everything that's wrong with the American economy is basically energy policy.
That's an interesting point. I'd like to discuss this further. What I would like to do, because we're going to take a break here within about 30 seconds, what I would like to do is I'm going to contact your publicist and see if we can't get you back on the show here fairly quickly, perhaps next week. I think you've got some interesting points, and I think a number of our listeners, if not the majority of our listeners, would like to comment on what your points are. I'm not saying they're going to agree or disagree, because to me, you know, I'm not a mind reader, for lack of better terms. I would have to say that from an economic standpoint, the transition that you're talking about that possibly could occur, I suppose it's possible, but it's not necessarily a reality. Patrick, I'm sorry. I really have to take a break. But we're going to have you back next week. Patrick Anandal, some very interesting ideas.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing KER Politics. You know, I have to say, I like what our previous guest, Patrick Anadel, had to say. Common sense, in my opinion. Wait until you hear what Rabbi Jeffrey Katz has to say, talking about extreme common sense. Having said that, talking about common sense, I have a guest right now who's been on the show before. She's very good. She also does a program. Her name is Karen Cataline. Karen's publicist sent me some more more information on her talking about socialism. Her opinion about socialism is the problem with socialism is the free will that we were given by God. Karen, talk about that.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Al. I love being on your program. Yes, this last piece that I wrote, I titled it Real Compassion, Respect the Other Guy's Freedom. And I think that is one among many of the enemies of socialism. But above all else, I think is individual free will. Anything that encourages individual free will and, by extension, personal responsibility is probably the biggest enemy. You know what Obama said about God and guns, you know, bitterly clinging to their God and guns? Well, God and guns also encourage free will, personal responsibility of law-abiding citizens. No wonder socialists hate that. One other thing that I said, I mean, I said a bunch of things in that piece. You can get it at my website, shameless plug, www.karencataline.com, is that this is a real gift that socialists are finally coming out of the ideological closet and letting us know who we know they always were. This is who they always were. But they lied about it. They were really good at lying about it. Now some of the younger people who are true believers, and the older ones are too, don't lie so well. And plus they've got Donald Trump to encourage them to tell the truth because their hair goes on fire every time he talks. He has that talent.
Yeah, he does. There's no question about that. I agree with what you're saying, by the way. Personal freedom is one of the strongest characteristics of human nature. A lot of people don't seem to realize that. A lot of people think, well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her colleagues say we can get this free and this free and this free. Well, of course we can, and the government has unlimited money. Well, they don't. The unlimited money concept that some people have of the government has resulted in a better than $21 trillion deficit. And if this Green Deal goes into effect, which I think it may go into effect, but I think it's going to be really, really toned down, our deficit will go up to over $60 trillion. What that's going to do is that's going to put our country basically on its knees. Any comment about that, Karen?
Yeah, I don't think it'll go into effect so long as the Democrats don't control all three branches of government, which Ocasio-Cortez seems to think that it's the House, the Senate, and the executive branch. It's not. It's the judicial, the legislative, and the executive branch. But that being said, I think, God forbid, there should ever be a time when the Democrats, the liberals, the progressives, pretty much all the same thing, and now the socialists who control that party, God forbid they should have all three branches of government, they would force through exactly that. One of the most important things I thought that I had to say about this piece, in this piece, and, you know, trying to tackle the problems with socialism is a failing job. I mean, who could do it in like 1,000 words or less? But it always bugs me. It bugs me a lot when talk show hosts, even people on our side, say their first comment about something as atrociously awful as the so-called Green New Deal or the New Green Deal is to say, well, but how will we pay for it? And they think that is the best argument they have. Nothing could be further from the truth. And so I threw in there, what they must say is, you could not pay me enough to take it, because socialism is always offered to you in a velvet glove. And if you don't accept it, down the road of peace, there's always an iron fist hiding in that velvet glove to force you into submission. It is a deadly deal with the devil. And nobody should be so foolish as to think that there's ever any free lunch.
So. No, there never is any free lunch. There's no question about that. Karen, we've got about 3 minutes. We got about 3 minutes left here. What I'd like to go into is I want to go into how you get the word out about your philosophy.
Well, I mean, you know, I put it in, you mean how people can read me or how they can get the word out of their philosophy, which hopefully is the Constitution. I mean, we were given a gift in the Constitution, and we are in a cultural war to hold on to it. I would love if people would follow me on Twitter. That's always really fun because I'm getting hammered now on Twitter, which must mean I'm doing something right.
I don't know a lot about Twitter. I want to talk about your blog, and I want to talk about your show.
Oh, okay. So all you got to do is go to KarenCataline.com, spelled Karen the normal way, and Cataline spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. There you'll find my op-eds, blog posts, and 58 podcasts of Spouting Off, the show that I do live on the Internet every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for asking.
Well, of course, I know. I mean, I think you've really got something to say, and I really appreciate, Karen, people with your passion and with your knowledge. You're not just simply an angry individual. You're an individual like I am who is trying to spread what he believes is the truth, and I know that you're doing the same thing. I felt that the first time we did an interview, which was probably, three or four weeks ago or thereabouts, but I will certainly put the Spotting Off website concurrent with this show along with your picture. It really is interesting. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time left in the short segment, but it is really, really interesting, not only how divisive our country is right now, but how I would have to say such a large percentage of the people are going into a direction that economically and I would have to say morally makes no sense. Karen, you've got the final word.
Well, I think the good news, and I always like to say at least a little good news, we're precarious times we're living in, but when you are dropped into boiling water, that old frog scenario, you know enough to get out. And I think it's waking up a lot of people that we have to learn the Constitution, learn why it's so important, the brilliant founders who created it for us and our posterity, and we have to make sure we leave it for the next generation intact.
There you go. Karen Cataline, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Five people were killed in a workplace shooting in the Chicago suburb of Aurora. They were found inside a manufacturing plant. Five officers were injured by gunfire as they tried to stop the suspect who was killed at the scene. Mayor Richard Irvin.
It's a shame that mass shootings such as this have become commonplace in our country. It's a shame that a cold and heartless offender would be so selfish as to think he has the right to take an innocent life.
President Trump has tweeted his condolences to the victims' families. In California, a third storm victim has been found, a man swept away by floodwaters in Sage, which is east of Los Angeles. There's still a threat of mudslides worrying residents in Sausalito.
I don't think we've seen a storm like this for decades.
And so far, there's 3 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevadas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics, I have a very, very interesting guest right now. His name is Rabbi Jeffrey Katz. He is, in addition to being a rabbi, he is also an attorney. In addition to being an attorney, he is also a published author. He has written a book called The Secret Life, a book of wisdom. We're going to talk about that book, but we're going to talk about it bringing it into a political discussion. I think you're going to like what Rabbi Katz has to say. He makes a lot of sense. Rabbi, let's start out. Let's talk a little bit about the State of the Union address. You told me off the mic that you thought it was generally a good speech. You were less than impressed with some of the members in the audience, as was I. I quite frankly think they are opportunists, and I think they are rude. Your comments, sir?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, some of the themes, a great question, by the way, and some of the themes that were struck by the president in the State of the Union address were so classical American, you'd think to yourself, like, who is not going to be applauding this stuff? You know, celebrating major victories of ours in World War II and liberating concentration camps. And if you looked at the audience, you know, especially some of the protesters or resistance people, if you will, they looked like they were really not very proud of being Americans, and they were really not very proud of some of the greatest things America's ever accomplished. So when you look at their programs for the future, the programs going forward, like the Green New Deal, for example, you kind of question where their interests are. Are they trying to benefit America or trying to benefit somebody else? It's hard to say. But, you know, one in looking at this, I mean, one thinks that there is a wonderful opportunity now for someone like a Chuck Schumer, you know, the Senate minority leader, to step up with moderate principles, because, you know, at his core, Senator Schumer is basically a moderate, but he's being dragged to the left by the base of his party. I think he's missing a, he's really squandering what really would be a phenomenal opportunity to step up and become a statesman and say, of course a country needs borders. Of course a country needs to look out for its citizens. Instead of, you know, just really being dragged further and further to the left by those who would do that within his own party. So I think it's a real opportunity that he in particular and other moderates in the party really are squandering.
You know, you're probably going to hang up on me when I make this next statement, but I think you probably have enough class and character, as I call it. I know that you do because I did some background on it, that you're not going to hang up. But I got to tell you, I think, quite frankly, everybody hates Nancy Pelosi. And one thing about doing political radio, Rabbi, is that, you know, you kind of have to listen to all people. And I have to tell you, I think that Pelosi, you know, she certainly made our president blink. And that, to me, is a real sign of strength on her part. Why doesn't she do the same thing that you're talking about that, that Schumer ought to do? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's a great point, and she really should. I guess the reason I was a little more focused on Senator Schumer is because he has been a little more moderate, you know, or I would say significantly more moderate over the course of his entire career than Nancy Pelosi, who, you know, comes from very, I mean, you know, her, what she has really espoused over the past few years has really been the most liberal line. So really they both should. And in terms of leadership, and Maimonides discusses things like this in my book, The Secret Life, A Book of Wisdom, where I go into the wisdom of Maimonides. Many of Maimonides' principles, he lived in the 1100s, so we're talking about someone, truly one of the greatest minds who ever lived. He lived 800 years ago, but many of his principles would actually not only benefit us now, but would could even solve the logjam in Washington if people would only pay attention. Yeah, I'll give you one example. So Maimonides taught the principles of charity. The yep. first principle of charity, and the highest according to Maimonides, is teach a person to fish, don't just hand out fish to him. So make people self-sufficient. And that's attributed to Maimonides, that age-old wisdom. And if you think about it, there really should be, the number one federal program now should really be a massive jobs retraining program, because our economy is flourishing. We're producing hundreds of thousands of new jobs sometimes on a monthly basis. Millions of new jobs are being produced. We really need not to be talking so much about making sure there's just lifetime of welfare availability for those who need it, and for those who really need it, there should be, but our real goal should be to get people off of public assistance, consistent with what Maimonides teaches, and it's such common sense, right? To let people allow people to become self-sufficient, to stand on their own, to have the pride and integrity of having a job and supporting themselves. So why is there not a massive jobs retraining, bipartisan federal program underway? People need to ask themselves that question.
You know, I have to tell you, the Old Testament is frequently called, at least a portion of it is frequently called the Book of Moses. The New Testament is simply called the New Testament. You know, I have said for a long time, Rabbi, that if we just with an open mind listened to what both the Old Testament and the New Testament say about life, life would be very simple. And you brought up just a really good point right now. Don't give a man a fish. Teach the man how to catch his own fish, for lack of better terms. Let me ask you another question, a little bit off the wall, but you kind of brought it up. We have some situations in the United States right now that the press is jumping all over. What is Governor Northam? What do you think about him, about his action?
Well, I'll tell you, it's so interesting because Maimonides speaks directly to that point. Again, there's so much in Maimonides' wisdom, in my book, The Secret Life, A Book of Wisdom, that we can apply to today's news. And that's a perfect example, because Maimonides has teachings on forgiveness that are very specific and applicable here? Because really, that's the question we're really facing here with Ralph Northam, is the question of should he be forgiven for something that, you know, transpired, look, a long time ago. These events of the blackface incident or incidents that he was involved in did happen decades ago. So Maimonides teaches that on an interpersonal level, you know, sure, if someone does wrong to you and he asks you for forgiveness, you should be quick to forgive. But for a public official who is a role model for society, for our children and so forth, the standard is different. Because the standard Maimonides teaches for complete redemption is the following. One needs to be back in the same position he was in and then choose a different path. In other words, however he committed the wrong in the past, it's not till he's back in the same position and chooses the right road instead of the wrong road that he earns complete redemption. Now, in Northam's case, that means he acted in this way, blackface, so crudely in terms of race relations. The question for Northam would be, since those decades ago, what does his record look like on soothing race relations and improving a lot of minorities? Now, if you go back to his last election campaign, where he ran these vicious ads, if you recall, against Ed Gillespie, his opponent, and the supporters of his opponent, where he painted the supporters of Gillespie as violent racists bent on, you know, physically harming minorities, those ads were really so over the top in terms of their horrible broad brush generalizations of people that he shows clearly that Northam was not interested at all in that time at soothing race relations and improving lots of minorities. Conversely, he was interested in opportunistically and cynically using the race card for purely political, personal, partisan benefit.
Rabbi Katz, I have to stop you there for a second. We've got to take a real quick commercial break. Stick around. We're going to be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with Rabbi Jeffrey Katz. I like what he has to say.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome back. Wrapping up the show here, KER Politics with Rabbi Jeffrey Katz. I like what this gentleman has to say. He makes a lot of sense. You were talking about the redemption of Governor Northam. You want to continue on? Let's wrap that one up. But go ahead and continue on with that train of thought.
So I was wrapping up, Al, just saying the question becomes, when the question is, should he be forgiven over these blackface incidents, rude incidents that happened those decades ago, the question just becomes, how has he acted on the race issue? Has he helped minorities since then? Has he sued race relations? And his record was just abysmal, because you go back to the last campaign and those vicious hack commercials he ran on the race issue against, you know, his opponent and their supporters, Ed Gillespie and Gillespie supporters. They just show that he was just so cynically using the race card for opportunistic personal political gain and was not interested at all in soothing race relations and improving the lot of minorities. So he basically flunked that test, and as a result, he really needs to step down.
I think that's a very good point. It isn't actions of decades ago. It's current actions that really define a person. And from what you're saying, I have to agree with you 1,000% on that. I'd like to get back, if you don't mind, to the State of the Union address. I found the State of the Union address to be, I would have to say, bordering on genius. I'm on the record to thousands of people saying that I don't think Trump is the man for the job, and my reason behind saying that is because I felt for a long time that Trump really wasn't a very good communicator. Okay, I think he proved to me at the State of the Union address that he is actually an excellent communicator. And I tell you, I don't envy the political opposition to him at all, because anybody with an IQ above, 70 would understand that he really is accomplishing some major, major improvements in our country, putting them into place. Any comments on that?
Yeah, no question, his work by virtue of the State of the Union address was really incredibly artful, because you basically had half of the room who were predisposed not to clap at anything virtually, not to make this a happy event for the president, and somehow the president negotiated the room in such a manner that they wound up, you know, that even on the left side of the aisle, it winds up that there was smiles and laughter and applause, and not at the president, but basically all joining in together. It was not consistent throughout, but he really did break the ice, and he managed to unify the room. You know, when you step back and you look at the event in toto, he really did unify the room. And given the predisposition of the quote-unquote resistance going into the State of the Union and everything that led up to the State of the Union and all the gamesmanship that led up to it with, Nancy Pelosi saying she was not going to make it available and dependent on the resolution of the shutdown and all of that stuff, it really was a major success, just that it went off so well. And it really showed masterful political skill and great communication skills, no question about it, for which the president is definitely underscored by many people.
Well, let me ask you this, Rabbi, and that is, I thought it was absolute genius when, at the end of the speech, he asked the Holocaust survivor, the older gentleman, to stand up. It turned out to be his birthday. I mean, of course that was planned, but it made a point. It was his birthday, and the entire audience stood up and sang happy birthday. To me, that proves that the president can accomplish things across the aisle. I mean, of course, it was incredibly appropriate to sing happy birthday to this guy, but the fact of the matter is, the audience, both sides of the aisle, and I'm sure some of the protesters who Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez invited to sit upstairs in the gallery, I'm sure they had to stand too, because if they didn't, they would have looked pretty, pretty silly. Don't you agree?
Right. Absolutely. What a touching moment that was, wasn't it, Al? Really was amazing. I was almost myself, I was actually brought to tears when you heard the story, when we all heard the story about the Jewish army, a soldier liberating the Jews from the concentration camp. I mean, that dynamic was just so powerful. And I mean, the theater was amazing, the theater of it was amazing, but much more importantly, the real life truth behind that theater was even more amazing, and it was even more touching. And it really does show, I mean, the president was also trying to make a point. Not only has America, in fact, done these life-saving, world-saving things in the past, where we kind of bailed out the whole world a few times in the last century, but this is really the way for the future. You see, like the Green New Deal, just shutting down American industry, first of all, it's not even going to help that much the climate. Even if what it does would be helpful for the climate, just shutting down American industry and American initiative and letting all of our adversaries dominate us, I mean, it's as if that's going to even do anything for planetary, good of the environment. Even that it's not going to do. It's so sad that extremists on the left, basically think that shutting down American initiative and killing millions upon millions of American jobs and even just destroying whole industries, that's their patriotism. I mean, go figure. It's like up is down, down is up.
Well, I have to tell you, I have done a fair amount of work this past week doing editorials on the green issue, as I guess you have to call it. And I don't know what the final draft, what the final bill is going to, it looks like. It came early this morning to me, and unfortunately I had interviews that I had to prepare for, so I haven't really read it yet. But what I find to be interesting is I think it was a stroke of absolute genius that Mitch McConnell brought this thing up for a vote in the Senate next week. And of course the Democrats, are really trying to wiggle out, not necessarily trying to wiggle out of that, but their main goal right now is to make McConnell look like an idiot for doing that. And I think that is, I mean, my God, as Rodney King said when the police beat the crap out of him, really, yeah, in a very inappropriately down in the East LA or whatever it was. Why can't we all just get along? Reverend Katz, we have about a minute and a half left here. Please comment on what I just said. Why can't we all just get along?
We all get along should be our motto, no question. That those are really words of wisdom. And if we can apply some of the most basic teachings of Maimonides, I'll give you another instance, Al. Maimonides was an absolute pioneer in the field of unconditional love. And the best way to treat not only ourselves, but to treat our family and our neighbors, basically. And even though we have tremendous disagreements on issues, like political issues, there's a civility that has been missing now from our society. The principles of unconditional love that Maimonides, again, he was the first person to write so eloquently and elaborately about the principles of unconditional devotion and unconditional love and the proper way to treat our fellows. If we can get back some of that civility, we'll be a lot better off overall, because we've really lost something in the fact that we're making attacking people on a personal level the, like, main object of politics now instead of arguing policy. It's really demoted our society, and we can raise the tone of the society by following these principles that I lay out in The Secret Life, a book of wisdom, which, even though they are ancient, they are more applicable today than they've ever been, and they're really the road for our society and our each of us on an individual basis to pursue what Maimonides would have called our own individual perfection.
Rabbi Jeffrey Katz, thank you so much for coming on KER Politics this week, sir. I like your ideas. I will buy your book before the weekend is over, and I would like to get you back on KER Politics within a couple of weeks. You're a great guy.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.